Okay, now we're recording.
Hello, everyone.
Avoid Welcome legal to our snacks.
Sweet podcast.
I'll tell you again, we're recording, Sarah.
Oh, okay.
So,
hello, friend.
Legal snakes. Oh, since we were just talking about being sick, I'm not sick. I have very bad allergies. So, I feel like I sound more nasally. But
hello, everyone. Melissa does not have COVID.
Well,
actually, the day I went home from work, I sneezed at work that morning. I go, that was a COVID sneeze.
That's not funny. Oh my God.
I have some regrets. And then I go home later. They're like, go home, get tested now. Don't come back.
What day was it? I think it's Friday. And I took the kids. We went and picked up my mom. We went to go see my grandma at her assisted living place.
How was that?
Oh, it was fun. We have to be, like, outside. But there's slowly, I think, like, two people now can be in her apartment. It was only, like, one person, and now it can be two people, so.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. I don't know what the difference between one and two people is, or
I know.
Three or four.
I know.
But, hey, that's how it is.
But then afterwards, we went to the zoo, and, okay. So, me,
sounds like so
my mom,
fun.
Both twins. So, what, four people out of our group of five, we were the only people in the entire zoo, even counting staff, that were, like, wearing masks.
Oh, sounds like Bemidji.
God. It was like, you know, animals can get it, too. Staying away and, like, not being in, like, big groups and stuff like that. And we're just like...
Yeah.
I, like, point out to my mom, we get back to the car, I'm like, this is why I don't go out of the house, ever!
No, seriously. It's, like, blowing up on Bemidji right now, too, because there are a ton of people here for the 4th of July weekend, and apparently there's a group of people who had it that went, like, bar hopping and, like, all over, so we've pretty much shut down again here. Except the courthouse, of course.
Well, that's like Patrick had to go to Minot today and like go to Walmart, and he like comes back and he's like, I'm so sick of this COVID stuff. And I'm like, well, if people would wash their hands regularly, use hand sanitizer, not go out unless they needed to, wear a mask, social distance.
God, that's too much work though, Melissa.
No.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
He's like, well, this stuff needs to be done with. I'm like, yeah, probably by next year. Because.
Yeah.
I just don't know how they're going to do schools in the fall.
Yeah, I hope they don't. Because kids just boogers all over everything all the time.
I know. I'm just glad to, like, my kids aren't school age yet.
Oh, God, no kidding.
That's But I mean, my mom works at the high school, so she's just like, I don't know if I have a job in the fall. And I was like, you're fine, Mom.
Yeah. I mean, regardless, you gotta teach them.
Yeah. Well, she does, like, what is her classroom? She's technically, like, not a teacher. She's a para, but she has her own classroom. She does, like, if you're failing math class, you have to go, like, do your work in her room.
That would have been me in school.
Right? I'm like,
I'm failing math and I'm 29.
I'm like, how did I not get sent to this room for my
math? Not just that, but why didn't they have this when I was a kid? Damn.
So she's like, well, you're fine. But she's also the person in charge of doing all, like, online classes, which I guess high schoolers can do high school classes online now.
Wow.
Jumbo.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Huh.
That
sounds horrible, though, for the teacher.
Through, like, it's like, I don't know, a program. I don't know how it works. But I'm just like, you're saying that I could have, like, just taken a college class online and not go to class?
Yeah. Sorry, I muted myself to yell at Stephen. I needed chapstick. It was pretty important. I dropped my other one and I couldn't reach it.
Maybe one of those like clothies.
Seriously.
Patrick got one of those for me. And it's pretty with the twins.
Oh my god, that's amazing. It's a must have, I guess.
Because he couldn't bend down.
It's a must have.
It is. It was like only like 20 weeks pregnant. I was like, I can't bend down.
Oh, that's amazing. Whoops. I hearted. Did you see that?
It did.
Watch, we're going to get a bunch of noises on here. Anyways, I'll stop now. So anyways, what'd you think about this book that we read? What's it called? An Affair to Dismember.
Oh my god. So bad.
It was really bad, but I'm going to be completely honest with you, Melissa. I secretly liked it.
Did you?
Yes. Oh my god. That's why when we were talking about our next book, I was like, maybe we could read the second one. I love it. Like, okay, it was like super slow to start. Well, 3/4 of it was super, 2/3 of it was slow. And then the end was pretty good. And then it just like ended.
It did. The ending was really weird.
The ending said, by the way, so-and-so should get a rabies shot.
Right? I was like,
I feel like there's more here. So anyways, how do you want to do this? How do we talk about this book?
All right. Well, first, okay. So, this is the first episode of a smaller episode where we're going to be just covering a cozy mystery book. Those, I don't know, how do you describe cozy mysteries? They're like short and sweet murder mystery books that, like, I don't know how to describe murder, like, cozy mysteries.
Let me Google it and see if it tells me.
Because they're not, like, a normal mystery, like, thriller or anything like that. So, you're not these huge suspense things. There's gonna
you can
be a
read
little...
this book and fall asleep at night.
Yeah. There's not a lot of gruesome details.
It says a subgenre of crime fiction in which sex and violence occur off stage.
Yeah.
The detective is an amateur sleuth, and the crime and detection take place in a small, socially intimate community.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would have never guessed that from our book that we read, but everything hits that spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's like a little bit of romance in there.
A little bit. There could have been more, but...
Yeah.
We aren't here for that, I guess.
So these are just gonna be short little episodes. The books aren't very long themselves.
God, it dragged the fuck on for me.
I have a confession.
Talk to me.
I read the first 5 chapters and like had to skip to chapter 19.
Honestly, there's only... the thing is though, is you could totally do that because there's so much bullshit in this book.
There is. And, I mean, I'm sure I missed a few things, but, like...
No, you probably didn't. The whole time I knew, I was like, this is what's gonna happen.
Well,
and then it happened.
I figured... So, Just to let you guys know, there's going to be a lot of spoilers in this.
Yeah, so if you want to read this $1.99 book, or was it 99 cents, or was
it's
it free?
It's free.
Oh, if you want to read this $3.99, oh my god, Melissa, I got the, what's it called, the podcast of it, the audiobook. I got the audiobook of it because this is when I was working from home, and I was like, I'm just going to listen to this while I work, and it was so bad. I mean, are all audiobooks, like, really bad?
No. I listen to audiobooks all the time. I'm going to have to, like, listen to a sample of it. Did you
listen to this one?
No.
Oh, my God. It was...
It wasn't for free. It was, like,
It was pretty bad. I was like, honestly, I just should read this. I can't even handle these voices.
No. The first five chapters kind of introduce pretty much your main characters. And then I was like, I can't read this anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I seriously fell asleep reading this.
Melissa, me too. I seriously did. I was hanging out with my mom, and my mom's like, Sarah, you got to bring a book with. And I said, okay. So I bring a book with, and I pass out after like 20 minutes, and she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, it's a really bad book, Mom. I'm sorry.
So
I don't know what to tell you.
And it's really sad because, like, the premise of it, of her being...
Look at all these stupid characters. I had to write them down because they got so stupid. Every person had brown hair, and every girl was a freaking golden girl. Seriously, one was a Blanche, and one was a... Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so... Basic summary is that... Her name is Gladys Berger.
Great name.
Which I'm like, that is the most unfortunate name... For, like, your main character, not Gladys. I mean, I love the name Gladys, but I'm like, get a different last name.
And they're trying to make her out to be this hot, frumpy girl, and it's like...
And she's supposed to be, like, a matchmaker? Is she, like...
Okay, Gladys, find me my boyfriend.
Like,
but she... But she refused. She didn't like to be called Gladys. She had to have people call her Gladdy.
Gladdy, which I'm like, no, that's worse.
Way worse. Yeah.
But she starts being a matchmaker with her grandmother. Her grandmother's like a professional matchmaker. I'm like,
Zelda.
Are we Yiddish? I missed this part.
My grandma's name is Judy.
It's my mom's name.
No, it is, isn't it? I said, I'm like, wait a second. I think that's Melissa's mom's name.
Shout out to the Judys.
I thought about Judy, what's his name, the Cadillac Bandit, or what, the Pontiac Bandit. Oh no, his last name's Judy, my Judy. Bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to get off topic. Book is off topic. I mean, it's very bad, like, just be prepared for that.
It goes from, like, you... So, like, I was expecting a love interest because this cozy murder mysteries usually have one. A weird romance thing in there. But there's, like, this love, weird, like, sexual tension between her and the chief. But, like,
yes.
She's up with the chief. Like,
no.
What?
I know. I cannot believe that was a thing. Like, I was like, there's no way. And I was rooting for that neighbor guy. I was like, it's for sure going to be he's going to be the love interest. And I mean, he kind of is, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would only continue maybe kind of reading these to see, like, the sexual tension between her and the chief.
Yeah.
The police chief and nothing else.
So good.
I'm just like, that's...
Honestly, I think that's why I decided I liked the book was for that reason.
Like, you two just need to go and, like, fuck your brains out, and then you'll be fine.
Stop wearing sweatpants. Although, I'm not gonna knock on sweatpants. They're a good time, but... Yeah.
But, I mean... Oh, I don't know.
Let me grab my iPad. I think I may have highlighted some funny moments from this book.
But, so...
Figure out how to do it. Bookmark? Nope.
So, the person across the street from her grandmother's house that she's living with, the husband died, and then the kid said that she went over there to be, you know, a supporting neighbor. They were, like, being super creepy. And they were like, you're sitting where he was murdered. It was like, what?
Thanks, guys. Like, here? Like,
right? Yeah. And then one of the daughters who I feel like Jane was also a victim in this.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But the wife, Betty, I don't know, the whole thing with the coconut cream cake.
It was painful.
It was kind of a mess of a book.
It really was.
And I, but then everything, like, wrapped up within, like, 3 pages.
Yeah. I mean, she pulls it off and tie it up real nice, but it's, like, I feel like she was me in college trying to write a paper, just, like, try to fill it with as much stuff as possible.
Like, word count?
Yes.
Because, like, when you're writing a book, you don't look at, like, page numbers, you look at your word count.
Right.
So.
Right. I mean, okay, so we're hating on this pretty good, and don't get me wrong, it was not that great of a book, but for free 99, and it's just a fun little read. Like, I would recommend reading it, going into it with the thought that it's not good.
If you want a book that you can, like, pick up and put down and, like, know exactly what's happening.
Yes. Like, you can literally start on page 1, skip to page 300, and know what's happening.
But, like, if you are the kind of person who, like, has to go to, like, a lot of appointments and stuff, and, like, you bring a book with, or your tablet, or your Kindle, whatever, like, I feel like this is a good book for that.
Yes. Yes, it is. Because,
like, you'll get into it, and then you'll get called back to your appointment, and forget about it. And, like, you know.
There aren't very many, like, intricate details either, where you have to be like, oh, what was this again?
No, I mean, it kind of repeats itself. And, I don't know. I mean, I would give it a 3 out of 5 stars. Because.
3 out of 5. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't...
I would maybe give it, like, a 2.5. Like, and we need to keep in mind that we're rating this based on a crappy book. I don't know. I mean, I hate to say it's a crappy book. Because she had good intentions, but...
I just feel like there should have... stick to maybe 1 or 2 things and leave the rest out. Like, the whole thing with her getting a makeover in the beginning.
And then it didn't really last. They kind of, like, mention it. I'm like, so what? Is she wearing sweatpants and stilettos? Or, like, what's happening here?
And then, like, this whole, like, weird eating disorder thing. Like, what?
Oh, you know what? Do you know when this book was written? Because that's kind of what I've been wondering. Because let me look it up here. Because part of me thinks it is, like, new, but then also there are certain themes that make me... Oh, 2013. So, I would say that eating disorder jokes outright weren't funny at that point, but those low-key ones were funny still. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, if it were written more recently, then it would have been really more... it's problematic, but it's not like, well, you have to look at the time when it was written.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the beginning of, oh, eating disorders are bad for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
Yeah.
How different times are now, but...
I know. So, I mean, 2.5, 3 stars. I mean, it'd be really interesting. There's 11 books in the series.
I can't believe it. It's insane. And every book has this cute little, like, play on words for their title, or, like, play on words.
And they
like
have the cutest, like, covers.
Like, Citizen Payne is one of them. The Wizard of Saws. Field of Screams. From Fear to Eternity. West Side Glory. It Happened One Fright. It's a Wonderful Knife.
So I'm looking at all the, like, their star reviews, and everybody's kind of like 3 stars. There's some 5 stars.
Well, and I feel like it's a very just, like, take it with a grain of salt kind of a book. I mean, you're getting it for free. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Type of a thing.
Yeah, like, one review is, like, author tries so hard to be wacky and funny, needs more focus on the actual plot. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree, too. Where are you reading this, on Goodreads?
No, like, in the Kindle store.
Oh.
one reviewer gave it a 1 star and said, nope, the intro to each chapters were mildly humorous, but the rest were fairly agonizing, stilted. So, yeah, I get that. Yeah. I mean, I didn't read all the matchmaking quotes, advice.
I didn't read one of those. I'm gonna be like, honest. Oh my gosh, look at the cover on this one. Look at it on Goodreads.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, that's so funny. And has what? 1, 2, 3.5 stars, 3.25.
And then one person put 5 stars and said unputdownable.
And okay, so I think you need to just go into this book knowing what you're gonna get and take it as just like a fun little stupid book.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of sexual tension in both male counterparts. And me being the romance person who, like, lives for sex scenes, I'm just like, sex scene! Sex scene!
I know, right?
Oh, no sex scene. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm low-key like that too, but I hate romance novels, so... I know. But guess what? I watch or listen to religiously your podcast.
You're so good.
I know.
So I don't know. I'm all about, like, sex and solve a lot of people's problems. So I'm just like, this girl needs to get laid.
Oh, for real. Oh, here's a good review. 1 star. What a stupid, bumbling, boring book. Awful. It was so poorly written. Agreed.
And I mean, I really don't like saying books are bad.
No, I mean, it wasn't...
It wasn't the worst book I've read.
No. No, I agree.
Say that. But... you know, It's just not our cup of tea, I guess, really.
Did we talk about the whole like crime part of this? The neighbor across the street was murdered. Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
Yeah, the crime wasn't. Also, the crime in this book wasn't too, like.
Crimey.
Well, crime meets the twist with the daughter, though. That was
Yeah.
pretty good. That
That was
was.
really good. That's why I think that's why I ended up liking it, was because how they went, how she went with it
Yeah,
in the end. I mean,
because
she didn't get there very well, but
it's not a straightforward husband kills wife, but so I mean that was nice.
right. I mean, honestly, throughout the whole book, I was like, I wonder if he did it. I wonder if she did it. Okay, but now what I don't remember, I may have skipped this part, is what's up with the neighbor? What was his deal again? Was he trying to kill her? Yeah, he was. Okay.
What?
The neighbor that she hooked up with, or almost hooked up with?
The guy next door?
Yes, that guy.
No, she's trying to make him a
Yeah, and then her,
match.
and then the two of them went on a bunch of dates and stuff.
Yeah. And
And then the
then she ended up being his match, but then there's still this sexual tension with this chief of police.
See, what I got from it is that her and the chief of police ended up being together at the end, and that she ditched the other guy.
I don't know. I
I
mean,
think something happened. I think the other guy ended up like shooting at her or something in the end. I wish I would have read this sooner. Or I finished this book a while ago, but I only vaguely remember.
I don't know. It's good book if you are one of those people that like want to read a chapter a day type of deal. This is one of those books that's good for that.
Yes.
So,
It is.
any more comments, questions, concerned about this?
No. I mean, I would definitely recommend reading it. Again, it's free 99, so
It's free.
free, yeah.
Yeah.
3.99.
I thought you were saying like $3.99. I was
Oh,
like,
I'm sorry. Free. It's a free
okay,
night. You're like, Sarah,
$3.99.
stop saying that.
It's like,
Oh, I love it.
yeah, so I'll post the link and all that good stuff. So you guys can go check
It's
it
a
out.
doozy.
Okay, so I'm gonna stop recording.
But maybe we should also do an outro. Because, right, this is its own episode.
Oh
Watch, we're gonna forget to edit this out.
yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening to our little in-between episode, guys.
I mean, if you guys have a cozy mystery series that you guys really like, or an author, send us a tweet, a message, a smoke signal, an email. Send us, I don't know what else.
Reach out to us somehow, please.
Yeah, just let us know. We'll
Ooh, should
check
we
it
announce what we're
out.
doing next week?
Yeah, you do that.
Okay, so our next book is called The Connoisseur Cat.
I'm so
And
excited.
I know, me too. It's literally about a cat detective. Hold on, let me see if I can find a description. But anyways, it should be a good book. I'm pretty sure it's like what? Three, like actually $3.99 online.
Yeah, an apple it is.
The Con a Sewer Cat. So yeah, it's like basically a cat detective.
I'm so excited.
I know it looks so funny.
This is like James, the connoisseur cat, right?
Yeah. It's a connoisseur cat. But anyways, you guys should all check it out. Again, we got this on Apple Books for $3.99.
It's
Also on
free.
Kindle for that much. But we just, personally, I like that Apple Books has the option of doing a purple highlight. So that's why I prefer Apple Books.
For a purple highlight.
Yes.
That's
Think that's
so
purple and
petty.
lime green. I don't know, maybe. And maybe the other one has lime green too, but
That's amazing.
I know, but it's always more expensive, so.
Sometimes, I mean, right now it's the same price on Kindle or Apple, so.
Yeah, it pretty much worked out great here.
Yeah.
There's also a second book in the series, so we'll see how this first one is. Maybe we'll do the second one, I don't know. But so yeah, anyways, get that book and we'll do it for our next
Now post pictures of the second
of the
cozy
sweet
mystery.
little meow meow.
I know, I love the print, like the cover of it.
No, it,
It's
you have the pink
cute.
cover, right? The pink
Yeah,
cover with the
well.
green kitty.
Yeah, well, in a second. Let me just.
Because there's the original cover is like this fat gray cat. I'm like, oh yeah.
Okay, in a second. James. Okay, it's this one, right?
Yes, that's what I
Okay.
got too.
Okay.
Cute little fellow, that guy, James.
Yeah. Because the second one's called James Fabulous Feline.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Okay. All right, so now we're stop recording.
Okay, cool.